The question today is, did Padre Pio send that bomb? Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel we investigate the amazing life, the incredible life of our great saint Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin monk, a mystic, he was a miracle worker. We offer you a series of short stories. Do stay tuned to this channel and we hope that you will be amazed to find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you or someone you love. We'd like to thank our protected child of Padre Pio patrons for all of their help. And you enable us to continue to produce these videos. Thank you again for the help. Our story takes place with a certain lady, Amelia, Mrs. Amelia, she's called. She was a very sweet lady. She was a gentle lady. And she had chosen to marry an attractive man. However, he turned out to be rather unfaithful, as we will see below. And only too late did Amelia discover this. And it led to intense sufferings for her. Now, one day, Amelia fell ill with arthritis, and the severe pain from the arthritis prevented her now from accompanying her husband on all of the visits to his various hotels that he managed. So, things happened, and then one day, I'm pretty sure, to Amelia's great surprise, a pregnant young girl, a woman, knocked on the front door of her house, and this young girl claimed that Amelia's husband was responsible for this child of hers, this child was about to be born. And further to this, the young lady's parents had thrown her out of their house. They had rejected her. So what a mess I'm sure you can see she is in. And of course, Amelia just felt so humiliated. She felt so betrayed by her husband. But what should she do now? What could she do? And as humiliating as this was for her, it was her husband's baby. And also, this young lady was now thrown out into the streets. What terrible odds she faced. What terrible odds her husband's baby was also up against. And so in my opinion, rather heroically, Amelia decided to help this young girl. She took her into her own house. And thereafter, she set about helping the young girl to make up with her family. She even went to the extent of promising to take care of the baby herself. So they were reconciled. And Amelia continued with her life. However, her luck did not change, and there was a series of ongoing tragic circumstances that just seemed to strike Amelia again and again. Eventually, she just became so frustrated and exasperated that she finally ended up continuously blaspheming against God. The blasphemies grew worse progressively. They set in, became a habit. And so she lived like this. Well, one day in the 1950s, some parishioners from Amelia's town, they invited her to join them on a trip to St. Giovanni Rotondo. And she accepted. They went there, they drove up that steep pass up the Gargano Mountain, and they arrived at Padre Pio's town. And when she felt inspired at this point, she was going to confess to Padre Pio. So she stood in the confessional queue for a while, and then when her turn came, before she had even knelt down, before she had even made the sign of the cross, the saint called out, rebuking, "No more blasphemy! No more blasphemy!" And at this, poor Amelia broke down in tears. The saint had hit exactly the problem on her heart without even having met her or heard anything about it. And she just could not utter another word because the emotion was now too great. So in a more gentle tone, the Padre continued, the confession continued. She was unable to speak, so now Padre Pio took over her side. He could read all of her sins on her soul somehow, don't ask me how. And he confessed all of her sins in her place. From that day onwards, as the Holy One, as Padre Pio had instructed her, Amelia ceased with her blaspheming. And she had made a promise, an exchange promise with Padre Pio. She wouldn't blaspheme, and in return, He promised to give her his protection, somehow a spiritual protection. And then life continued for Amelia thereafter. Her marriage just fell apart, went downhill and fell apart. And then the tough times of World War II hit. And Amelia at this point was forced to open a little bread shop. But she had a very kind heart. And so because of this, other problems came along. She was very kind, she was very generous. And at the end of 1 month, she realized that there were 700 kilograms of bread that did not have a ration coupon unaccounted for. And it would be a problem if the civil authorities arrived, if they found out. She could be fined or arrested, something along that lines. In her generosity, Amelia had given all of the 700 kilograms to the hungry and to the poor of the town. So because of this, she was now facing a predicament. She knew the police could arrive at any moment. They could pay a visit. And so she ran off to a nearby Capuchin church. And there she pleaded with our Lord for his leniency for these irregularities that had happened. And the result was rather drastic. A little later on, a bomb fell, hitting her shop and destroyed the counter with all the documents, with all the coupons. So through this, Amelia's problems had now suddenly just vanished. And she continued in her shop. It wasn't too seriously damaged. And she was able to live free of worry from then on. So that's the question. Had Padre Pio heard her prayer and honored his promise to protect her? It was a rather radical solution, but it saved her from the worries of a possible prison sentence. And now we'd like to encourage you to enroll your Mass prayer intentions to Padre Pio. We have a Mass celebrated for Padre Pio. We bring your intentions to this Mass. We bring Padre Pio's intentions for all of us to this Mass as well. Every Friday it's celebrated. Please just watch the video on the end screen to see how to enroll, or you can go to the link in the video description below. We also ask you to help us with our Padre Pio apostolate by liking the video, share the video with your friends and colleagues, and do also subscribe if you haven't already subscribed. Click that reminder bell as well.
In nome del Padre, del Figliolo, dello Spirito Santo, così sia. Si lodato Gesù e Maria, oggi e...